Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun. Tune in now, enjoy the show.
Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And friends, welcome back to Studio Classroom. Today we start a brand new lesson. Let's start off with a question. We're asking, how important is it to you to buy products that are sustainable and why?
This is a good question, Garrett, and it really depends on what I am buying. I have found over the years that oftentimes sustainable products are just products that are better quality, that last longer. That way, you don't have to keep buying the same thing over and over.
That makes a lot of sense. And I'll be honest, I don't think about this enough when I'm buying things. Normally, I'm just trying to find things that are affordable.
Sometimes, though, if you buy something that's affordable, it might be cheap now, but if you have to buy it many, many times, you end up spending more money in the long run. We're kind of talking about this idea in our article today. We're talking about the truth behind the green label. Let's find out what our article has to teach us in our first reading.
The truth behind the green label. Spot false advertising and buy smarter. Two shampoo bottles promise similar benefits at the same price, but one displays a seal stating eco-friendly, the other doesn't. All else being equal, you'd likely choose the eco-friendly one as the ethical choice.
Everyone, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 首先来看 ethical 这个形容词，意思呢是伦理的，合乎道德的。譬如 ，Psychologists take great care to ensure experiments are ethical because they involve human subjects. 由于涉及人类受试者，心理学家们会格外谨慎，以确保实验合乎伦理规范。Ethical 的反义词是unethical, 意思是不道德的。譬如 stealing is unethical, whereas most people would agree that murder is far more serious. 偷窃是不道德的，但大多数人会同意谋杀的罪行比偷窃严重得多。Ethical 去掉字尾的 al 就是名词 ethic, 是指行为准则。如果它是复数 ethics, 则是指伦理学、道德规范。譬如 ,a class on ethics will discuss respect and moral responsibility in a variety of situations. 伦理课将探讨在各种情况下应有的尊重与道德责任。
Friends, what do you consider when you are buying something at the store? Do you think about sustainability and being green?Let's talk about that process today.
Sometimes we think we're being green, but actually it's just false advertising. We start out here by reading Spot False Advertising and Buy Smarter. Before we get into it, let's define this word spot.
I did spot that word in that sentence. When you spot something, you notice it or you find it.
Let's use it in a sentence.Learn to spot the best deals in the store.
All right, what other word do we spot in our sentence? Well, it's this phrase, to buy smarter. That means to shop in a more intelligent way.
For example, you could learn how to buy smarter and save more money.
Yeah, sometimes buying smarter, just involves knowing which products are better.Or even where to find better deals.
Well, we have a situation here in the first part of our article. We read, two shampoo bottles promise similar benefits at the same price, but one displays a seal stating eco-friendly. Let's pause there for a minute and talk about what this means.
For people who care about protecting the environment, that seal would be very appealing to them. This term, eco-friendly, means something is good for the environment. It doesn't harm it.
For example, you might use eco-friendly bags when you're shopping. That would just be a reusable bag instead of a plastic one.
So, we see this situation in our article. There are two shampoo bottles. One of them says it's eco-friendly, while the other one doesn't. All else being equal, you'd likely choose the eco-friendly one as the ethical choice.
So what this means is if those two shampoo bottles were completely the same, it's the same amount of shampoo, it's the same price, the shampoo does the same thing, but one of them says that the contents are eco-friendly, I think most of us would pick the eco-friendly bottle.
Yeah, companies use so many different advertising tricks to try and get us to buy the things they are selling. Showing something as eco-friendly certainly is one of those tricks they use.
That's right, and that is what our article is going to get into more later on. So friends, what are we waiting for? Let's continue on now and find out more about this with our next reading.
The truth behind the green label. You may have fallen for a marketing scheme called greenwashing, a strategy companies use to increase sales by making themselves or their products appear kinder to the environment than they really are. As a result, consumers may believe they are making environmentally responsible choices when they are not. A report by McKinsey, a global consulting firm, states that Generation Z consumers prefer buying from brands that appear to be more conscious of the environment, and they'll pay more for those products. This may give companies an incentive to be better citizens, but some take shortcuts to increase sales.
Consumer 这个名词意思是消费者，譬如 We are and will be consumers of a variety of products and resources throughout our lives. 我们在一生中，现在是，将来也会是各种产品与资源的消费者。而相关的名词是 consumption， 指的是消耗、摄取量。譬如My grandmother needs to control her sugar consumption to manage her diabetes. 我的祖母需要控制糖分摄取量以控制她的糖尿病。Consumer 去掉字尾的 r 就是动词 consume， 意思是消费或是消耗，也可以指吸收资讯。例如 ，Without critical thinking skills, it is easy to consume fake news as the truth.如果没有批判性思考的能力，就很容易将假新闻当作真相。
No one wants to be tricked, and it is quite easy to be tricked when you're buying things at the store. Companies make all kinds of claims, but they're easy to fall for.
In that previous example, we selected the eco-friendly bottle.Our article here says you may have fallen for a marketing scheme called greenwashing. We have a few terms we need to take a look at here.
All right, let's start off with falling for something. Of course, that could mean you fall in love with someone. But here, it means you've been tricked into believing something that is false.
Here's an example. Many people have fallen for this same exact trick.They were tricked. Something happened and they thought it was real, or they thought things were one way when it was really not.
All right, so what have we fallen for? It is a scheme. A scheme is a clever, but sometimes dishonest plan.
For example, you could say, the scheme promised easy money.
But it probably didn't give that in the end.This scheme here is called greenwashing.
And this is a strategy companies use to increase sales by making themselves or their products appear kinder to the environment than they really are. So, friends, our article isn't talking about companies that are actually taking steps to improve their production process or making their products more eco-friendly. This is talking about those companies that are trying to make their products look green when they aren't.
And that is a dishonest scheme. As a result, consumers may believe they are making environmentally responsible choices when they are not.
Okay, so now we're taking a look at some information here. We read, a report by McKinsey, a global consulting firm, states that Generation Z consumers prefer buying from brands that appear to be more conscious of the environment, and they'll pay more for those products.
So there is a financial incentive to do this. Friends, we see that word incentive in our next sentence. An incentive is something that encourages you to do something, like buy something.
For example, they offered a cash incentive to sign the form. So what this study shows is that brands know that Generation Z will pay more for products that are better for the environment. So what are they going to do? Well, they're going to want to make their products look like they're better for the environment, whether they are or not.
Yeah, this might be the most true for Generation Z, but I imagine it's true for all generations.
I'm a millennial, and I know I would pick the eco-friendly product over the other one any day.
Well, we see in this last sentence, this may give companies an incentive to be better citizens, but some take shortcuts to increase sales.
Let's talk about what it means to take shortcuts. To take shortcuts means to do something the quickest, but not always the best way, and I'll add, not always the honest way.
Here's another example sentence. It's important to not take shortcuts in your work. You want to produce good things.
Okay, so we're learning here that companies are greenwashing. They are making their products look like they're eco-friendly when they aren't necessarily. They do this by taking shortcuts. How do they do that? Well, that's what we're going to find out right after today's deep dive.
Deep dive.
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? All else being equal. Imagine choosing between two ice cream shops. Same price, same flavors, same distance, one has shorter lines. Well, all else being equal, you'd probably choose the faster one. No one wants to wait an extra 20 minutes for chocolate. This phrase means if everything else stays the same, we can compare one difference and make a decision. It helps us focus on just one factor without worrying about other changes. For example, all else being equal, students learn better in a quiet environment. Or, all else being equal, this option is cheaper and more convenient. Now, let's look at a few similar expressions. Assuming everything else is the same is a way to say the same thing. For example, assuming everything else is the same, I would choose this plan. Given the same conditions is another way to express that idea. For example, given the same conditions, the results should be similar. And if nothing changes means that if the situation stays the same, something is true or will happen. For example, if nothing changes, we will finish on time. So when you want to compare things fairly, just imagine everything else staying the same, and then decide. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat until next time.
The truth behind the green label. Companies make their products appear environmentally friendly. Note the shampoo bottle example. By using vague labels like eco-friendly without providing supporting evidence. Another tactic is that they might promise to reach net zero by a certain year without having clear steps to reduce carbon emissions. Others make a single, sustainable action look like the company is very responsible while hiding larger harmful practices. For example, in 2018, Starbucks introduced a special lid designed to eliminate straws, but it used more plastic by weight to make the lid.
Sam tends to keep his remarks vague and doesn't share much about himself with acquaintances or strangers. Sam 说话向来含糊其辞，对熟人或陌生人都不太愿意透露自己的事。Vague 的副词是 vaguely， 意思是含糊的、依稀的。譬如 ，To avoid further discussion, he answered the questions vaguely and quickly changed the topic.为了避免进一步讨论，他含糊地回答了问题，并迅速转移话题。Vague 字尾加 ness 就是名词 ，vagueness 意思是含糊、模糊不清。例如 ，avoiding vagueness and using specific examples can spark interest in a conversation。避免含糊不清，并举出具体例子，能激发对话中的乐趣。That's the end of today's Language Lab. Take care and see you next time.
So companies use this greenwashing scheme to get us to buy things. Let's talk about what exactly they're doing.
Okay, we read here in our article, friends, companies make their products appear environmentally friendly. Note the shampoo bottle example.By using vague labels like eco-friendly without providing supporting evidence.
Okay, let's talk about those things. We have a little sentence here in the parentheses, starting with the word note. If you say this in your sentence, you're telling people to notice something specifically or to pay attention to it.
Let's use note in a sentence. Please note the important dates.
Okay, so we're noting our example from earlier, and we continue. Another tactic is that they might promise to reach net zero by a certain year without having clear steps to reduce carbon emissions.
Okay, there's a lot to look at in this sentence, friends. So let's break it down a little bit at a time. First, we see this word tactic.This reminds me of the word scheme that we saw earlier.
Yeah, it's kind of similar. If you have a scheme, then you also are using different tactics. Your tactic is your method or plan to achieve something. Usually it's a pretty clever one.
Let's use tactic in another example. This is a smart sales tactic.
So we already talked about one tactic. Here is another one. These companiesmight promise to reach net zero. You might have heard this term in the news, friends. Net zero would be the idea of producing no carbon emissions, or no net carbon emissions.
Here's an example. The company aims for net zero by 2030. So this sounds like an initiative that many companies are promising.But our article says that just because they're promising this doesn't mean they're trying to be eco-friendly.
Yeah, it's like saying, in the future, at some point, I'm going to lose 50 pounds, and then I never start working out or eating healthy.
Yeah, and it says here that they promise to do this without having clear steps to reduce those carbon emissions. So what they're trying to do here is lower the amount of harmful gases that are released.But they're not saying how they're going to do that.
And this is another goal that many governments or companies have. They want to reduce carbon emissions in order to fight climate change.
So we have a few things that are considered greenwashing here. The first one is to use these vague labels that don't really give any supporting evidence. The second thing we see here is that companies are saying that they are going to reach net zero, but they aren't providing the steps they're going to take to do that.What's another example of greenwashing here in our article?
We see others make a single sustainable action look like the company is very responsible while hiding larger harmful practices. This makes me think of many of the kind of beneficial things that companies do. Almost every company does, but often it's just for PR.
Yeah, and I don't necessarily think that companies doing things to raise their sales or make themselves look better is necessarily a bad thing. What's the problem is when it's dishonest to consumers.
Yeah, we want to be open and honest. For example, we see an example here. In 2018, Starbucks introduced a special lid designed to eliminate straws, but it used more plastic by weight to make the lid than it did the straws.
This is really interesting, and I like that this example is in here. I think all of us know that plastic straws really harm the environment, and they can harm creatures in the sea as well. So at first glance, it seems great that Starbucks has gotten rid of plastic straws. But if you're looking at plastic being the problem, they're using even more plastic now.
Yeah, they sure are. And so maybe there are other things they can think of. I'll say, just make sure you don't give me one of those paper straws.
I hate those paper straws as well. I feel like I have to use several of them at a time if I want to drink my whole drink, because by the time I get it drank, my straw's all soggy.
All right, so we did have an example of a kind of dishonest or at least just not very effective plan from a major corporation.
And remember, friends, the term we are talking about here is greenwashing. They are washing themselves or painting themselves to look like they're green or eco-friendly, but really they're not.
All right, so we need to remember to be careful when we're making our purchasing decisions. Think about these things, even as we want to be eco-friendly ourselves.
That's right. Okay, friends, we have more to talk about in just a moment, but first, let's learn something new in today's usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看使役动词 make 的用法。它表示强迫或促使某个人或某个物件做某件事情，或处于某种状态或身份。句型为 make 加受词加动词或形容词或名词。这个结构常出现在描述因果关系、心理影响或外在改变的情况。如果是被动语态表达被强迫做某件事情，则在原形动词前面加上 to， 也就是 be made to 加动词。如果是 make 加受词加形容词或名词，在被动语态的时候则不必加 to be， 而是 be made 加形容词或名词。来看这个例句。The company's marketing strategy aims to make its brand recognizable to a global audience. 该公司的行销策略目的是让全球消费者都能够认识他们的品牌。
Friends, today in our article, we were introduced to the term greenwashing, the idea that some companies try to make themselves look eco-friendly, but they're really not.Let's look at a few of the ways companies do this before we end our lesson today.
All right, we started off by talking about an example of shampoo bottles that might have a label that says they're being eco-friendly, but sometimes the companies are just saying that.
They're saying that and they're not providing the evidence to prove that that's true. Another thing that companies do is say they will reach net zero without telling anyone the steps they're taking to do that.
Other companies will do something that seems to help the environment while actually doing the opposite.
Yeah, we have more to learn about this in our lesson tomorrow, friends, so make sure you come back for that. That is all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. Make sure to join us again next time, right here on
Studio Classroom.
Lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts. A lifetime.